Mishnah Torah writes,
in every generation, the Rabbanim would write, they would keep notes. They would, you can't remember, the whole Torah is about Petz in Basma. So they always used to have what they call the Gila Star. The Gemara says, Matzos and the Gila Star. In the days of the Gemara, they had people had notebooks and they wrote down. Chidushim, Adinim, Halacha, Lamashim, Messinai. They wrote down Torah Shabbat Peh. So what happened to the Din, Varm Shabbat Peh? Yeah, Torah Shalom, Yom, and Miksav, you're not allowed to write it. So, the Mepharshim explained, the one who has a very good essay in this is Rab Chaim Tzinnemann. Chaim Tzinnemann used to be a great Eloi. He was a very big Talmud Chacham. He was a nephew of Rab Baruch Ber. And he lived in America. A very big Talmud Chacham. So he wrote a sefer when he was young. When he was young, he wrote a sefer called Binyan Halacha. So it's on the Rambam. He has a few pieces in his sefer that Rab Chaim has the exact same thing in his sefer. His sefer was printed before Rab Chaim was printed. Rab Chaim's sefer on the Rambam was printed in 1937. His was printed before, so he didn't know that Rab Chaim said the same thing. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. So he has, not only does he have on Rambams in Mishnah Torah, he has on the Hakdamas of Rambam. The Mishnah Torah. So this Vatarva is in the beginning of the Sefer. So he says, and the others say the same, but he writes it very well, that the Rambam understood the Din Varm Shebichsali Atara Shali Amar Al Peh. Tosis is bothered with the question, we say Kriya Shema Bal Peh. What happened to the prohibition, the Varm Shebichsali Atara Shali Amar Al Peh? We say Ashrei Bal Peh. We say a lot of things Bal Peh. Mikra Bikurim, the farmers also said Bal Peh. What happened to the Dvarim Shebichsav Yatar Shal Yom HaPeh? Chaim Zimmer explains, according to the Rambam, it seems that this is a din of Mesiras HaTorah. When the Balkari lanes for the public, that's the Bir Agroh has this. When the Balkari lanes, even though he knows the whole Seder by heart, he's not allowed to lane by heart. When you give Torah over to others, when you're transmitting Torah Shebichsav to others, you have to transmit it mitoch HaKsav. When you're transmitting Torah Shabbal Peh to others, when you're teaching to the next generation, you have to transmit it Bal Peh. You can have private notes, you can have an outline, but you shouldn't read like we do. We read Gemara and we give a comment. So that's in violation of this din. The din really is you're not supposed to transmit Torah Shabbal Peh by reading a text and by interpreting. So what's it? So today we're all in violation of the din. So the Gemara in Temura says we rely on the Pasuk. Islas Lashem Afer Tarasecha. What do you mean? We're all violating an Avera? Because it's a Shasatcha, because it's a Chacham, we're afraid the whole Torah Shabbat will be forgotten. So that's why they allow us to violate Avera. That's what it means. It's an Avera Lishma. There is a concept of Avera Lishma. That's what it means. So there's a Rashi on Perek Haraya, the last Perek in Brochus. So the Mishnah there says, Mishnah quotes that passage, Islas Lashem Afer Tarasecha. And the Mishnah has examples of that. One example is that in one of the early generations, the Chachamim allowed the people to be shol b'shlom chaver b'shem. You're permitted to mention Shem Shamayim, Bruchim Atem L'Hashem. When you meet someone, you can say Bruchim Atem and say Shem Hashem. You see, Megillas Rus, Vayom B'Baz L'Katzim, Hashem Imochem. And then they said to him, Hashem Imchagi B'Rachayim. You see, you're permitted to be shol b'shlom chaver by mentioning Shem Hashem. So the Gemara says that it's muta because it's las l'Hashem aferet teresech. So what does it mean? Chatei b'shul shetiske, we allow you to violate an aver. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah, Perek Haraya, have the whole Perek is on one page. Perek Mishnah is on one page. And the rest of the Perek is Gemara. The other Prokin, you have a Mishnah and Gemara, Mishnah and Gemara. The whole Perek Mishnah is on one page. And all the commentary follows. So the Rashi is on the first page. And Perek Haraya, so Rashi writes, if you have a big shas atchak eslat Hashem, a favorite harasecha, they allow you to do daba hanira iser, something that appears that it's also. It's a marisayin of an iser, but it's not a real iser. How come this is not a real iser? The Gemara says in Tmura, they allowed writing down the Gemara and the teaching of the Gemara by reading the text, because eslat Hashem a favorite harasecha. It's a real iser. Why is it only daba hanira iser? It should be a real iser. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva where he quotes from the Sefer Yireim that it's not that there's an Issa. The mitzvah b'shleimusa of transmitting Torah Shabbal Peh to the next generation is only fulfilled if you transmit it Baal Peh. If you read a text, you start reading the Gemara and interpreting. Everybody has a Gemara in front of them. We're reading. That's a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. So you really shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa and she tried to fulfill every mitzvah bishleim usa. It's a baltigra. If you can, let's say if you have chelus and loven available, you only put in loven, you don't put in chelus. So the Beis HaLevi says you're in violation of baltigra. Let's say you do chalitza. So the din is that the rikika is not miyakim and the kriyas apsukim is not miyakim. But if you're not going to bother to do the rikika, the rikika, the kriyas apsukim, but the yevus should be materially nosi lashuk. The only thing that's miyakim is the chalitza asanda, but you'd be in violation of baltigra. When do you have baltigra? So the Beis HaLevi has a whole essay. If you have tefillin, they only have three parshas. You have a talis, only has tzitzis in three corners. You're not yet to the mitzvah zero. You're not yet to anything. That's not baltigra. You didn't do the mitzvah. Baltigra is if you have a korban chatos and you're supposed to do zrikas and dalat karnas on mizbeach, and we paskim like Pesil that only one zrika is ma'akev, and you had the ability to do all four and you didn't bother to do it. That's the Mishnah gives that example of baltigra. But if you're not going to do zrika sadam at all, you're just not yet to the mitzvah. That's not baltigra. You're just about the mitzvah. The Beis HaLevi writes if you have chelus and lovan available and you don't use both, that's baltigra. He did a mitzvah shelo b'shleimus. So here we really should be teaching Torah shabal peh ba-peh by giving lecture style. We really shouldn't be reading from a text. Reading from a text, the mekayim the mitzvah, it's not an avera, but you mekayim the mitzvah shelo b'shleimus. Maybe it is an avera baltigra. You don't mekayim the mitzvah shelo b'shleimus. So the chachamim recommended we better settle for doing the mitzvah shelo b'shleimus. We're going to prav a shtick, we're going to try to transmit the whole Torah Shabbat Baal Peh, we run a big risk of losing a lot of Torah Shabbat Baal Peh. So it's better to have a text. But that's what Chacham Avadya quotes from the Sefer Yireh. It's not that it's an Iser, it's Las Hashem Heferet Teresecha means Hetir Dova Hanira Iser. That's the Rashi in the beginning of Perakara. This is not a real Iser, it's a Dova Hanira Iser. So, Rabbi Yudah Nasi edited the Mishnayos, but most of the Achrayim and most of the history books assumed that they still didn't write the Mishnayos. They were still reciting Mishnayos Baal Peh. Rabbi just established what is the canon, what is the text of the Mishnayos. What should they say? They had brises all over the place. So there were people, we know there were Tanoim and Amoraim. So after the days of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, they called Amoraim. But in the days of the Amoraim, you have Toni Tana Kameh de Rabbi Yosef. What is Toni Tana? There were no Tanoim in the days of Rabbi Yosef. So the word Tana has two meanings. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lozman, they were Tanoim. They lived in the period of Tanoim. A Tana is an Amoira who is reciting brises. The word Tana applies to him also. So in the days of the Amoraim, they were reciting brises all over the place. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi edited the Mishnayos. What should be the official text? You shouldn't just say over whatever brises they say. Say over like I'm telling you. Perek Rishon, Perek Sheni, Perek Shlishi. Arrange it in this systematic fashion, and it will be better for the preservation of the Torah Shabbat Peh. But they were still reciting the Mishnayos Baal Peh. When did they start to teach Mishnayos B'Derech HaKsav? After the days of Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi. Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi were the ones who edited the Talmud Bavli, but also Talmud Bavli was not written down till generations later, many years later in the days of the Gaonim. You have the correspondence. There was a big machlokes in the days of the Gaonim. Should be allowed the writing down of the Talmud Bavli, are we really concerned it's going to be forgotten? So finally they came to the conclusion they're going to write it down. It was a big machloek that they wrote, they're going to write it down. It's a mazel they wrote it down. Everything would have been, how is it possible to remember the Talmud Bavli about that? It's impossible. That's where a lot of times in the Gemara you have, they quote, we're not sure whether Ravina Rav Ashi said, and we're not sure what Ravina Rav Ashi said. What do you mean you're not sure? Ravina Rav Ashi wrote the Talmud Bavli. They didn't write the Talmud Bavli. They edited the Talmud Bavli, and it was being transmitted Baal Peh for quite a few generations, till deep into the Tkufas HaGaonim. Then they had a machlokes, and the mazel is that they finally wrote it down. When they wrote it down, there were so many different versions. So we have a lot of mesichtas. You have in the Gemara, you have different versions. A lot of times you have girsas on the side. We're not sure who said what. A lot of times we're not sure whether Abaye said like this or Rabbi said like that. You have the same sugya in different mesichtas, hafuchas. Tosfos points out a lot of times. Because the Talmud Bavli wasn't written down till generations later. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained, Chachmei HaMasora means those who have the Torah Shebaal Peh, those who receive the Torah. We're still learning Torah Shebaal Peh now. We're Chachmei HaMasora. But Al Pi Din, from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun till the days of Avinu Avashi, Torah Shebaal Peh was being transmitted Baal Peh. So Al Pi Din had a higher level, the higher status of Bali Masara, Chachmei Masara, because they received the Torah Shabbal Peh with by listening to oral lectures. In the days of Rabbeinu Rav Ashi Yan, everything is a lower level up Upidin, because we're learning from written Mishnayos. Now we're learning from written printed Gemaras. We're learning everything from printed Gemaras. So that's a lower level of Chachmei Masara. So that's what Ramesh Soloveitchik understood. The Amoraim have a right to disagree with Tanhanoim. Al Pidin, they belong in the same kufa of Chachmei Masara. They were all on the higher level of Bali Torah Shabbal Peh. From the days of Rabbi Rav Ashi Yan Ad HaYom Hazeh, the Ramah quoted in Simcha Pein Chosh Mishva, we have the right to disagree with the Goyim. We have a right to disagree with the Rishonim. You're running a risk. The Rishonim probably knew more than us. So you may be absolutely wrong. You may have forgotten the Beferish Pasuk or Beferish Gemara somewhere. So you better be careful. That's why it's not so smart to disagree with the Rishonim, to disagree with the Goyim. But you have to consult others. But Al Pidin, from the days of Rabbi Rav Ashi Yan, it's a lower level of Bali HaMasar. So that's what it says in the Sifra Shalom Rishon, Rabbi Rav Ashi, Soifai Ra, Al Pidin. It doesn't mean it's the end of the Tkufa of Torah Shabbal Peh. It's at the end of one Tkufa. Now it's a lower level of a Tkufa. So one who has a lower level of Chachmei HaMasar is not entitled to issue a psak against the consensus of the Poskim at the time that they had the higher level of Chachmei HaMasar.
Right. According to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, then if they were still giving over Torah Shabbal Peh orally in the times of the Gaonim, then why does the Ramah write that we have a right to argue with the Gaonim Al Pidin? Shouldn't they also be on a higher level of Chachmei HaMasar than us?
Since the Mishnayos were already being taught mitoch haksav, so everybody had the lower level. But in the days of Rabbeinu Rav Ashi Yan, the Mishnayos were being taught mitoch haksav. So even though later, even the Gemara was taught mitoch haksav. But since, from the days of Rabbi Rav Ashi, everybody was learning Mitoch HaKsav Mishnayos, so everybody since then has the lower level. That's what he explained. That's not what it says in the Rambam. The Rambam says a different explanation why. But that's what the Rambam says. We have a right to disagree with them, but I have no right to disagree with the Maskanas HaBavli. There used to be a professor in Philadelphia, Professor Solomon Zeitlin. He's famous, I mentioned it, he's famous. He has a book in English, Who Killed Jesus? Solomon Zeitlin. That's what it says on the title page. He has a whole discussion, who killed him? That the Jews didn't kill, the Jews never killed anybody by crucifixion. So obviously if Jesus was killed by crucifixion, the Goyim killed him. That's the way the Romans killed him. The Jews gave skila straight to Eric Hennig, but were never killed by crucifixion. There's a din, sometimes a person gets skila, so sometimes you do tliya. But you don't kill him by clay. You don't crucify. You don't kill him by crucifixion. Hang him up on a crucifix after he already is dead. Not that he should bleed to death. Anyway, so this Solomon Zeitman used to teach Dropsy College. There's a school in Philadelphia. It's called Dropsy College. They used to teach Gemara. So he used to print Dropsy College. He used to publish Jewish Quarterly Review, orange soft cover magazines with essays on Jewish topics, scholarly essays on Jewish topics. So Solomon Zeitman all used to write Divrei Torah in Hebrew. So a common, as a little boy, before Bar Mitzvah, I used to read his comic books. I used to read his essays. So he would quote, there's a Gemara. The Gemara has a kasha, one Mishnah against another Mishnah, one Pasuk against another Pasuk. The Gemara gives her the answer. So he says, Zeh nirali doichik b'nirali l'taretz. He says on the Gemara, like you quote a Ktzois and the Ktzois give an answer, you don't like the answer. They say, Zen they really dochak. I think the Ktzois is a dochak. I have a better answer. He says, I'm a Gemara. He says, the Gemara gives an answer. I don't like the Gemara. Give me my own answer. So that's what the Ramah says in Chosh Mishpat. You can't do that. Whatever it says in the Gemara, whatever, Maskanas HaBavli, we can't argue. You have the right to argue with Goyinim. You have the right to argue with Rishonim. But you have no right to argue with have no ability to argue with Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. Rabbeinu Rav Ashi is Soif HaYirua. Okay. So that's what we left in the middle of that. Okay, what are we up to? Yeah. Menumer, yeah. There's a din zakeh l'anveil, that you should have hider mitzvah. So that the Gemara says in Sukkah, that's only l'hatchila. We pass in lulav, there's machlokes hatanan, whether lulav tzorecheg, lulav ain't tzorecheg, we pass in lulav ain't tzorecheg, but l'hatchila, mishum zakeh l'anveil, you should have eged, but it's not miyaked to the eved. And once in a long while, we say, if something is mefzik in menumer, it looks ugly. If it's not fancy, so then you're yotze b'di'evet. But if it looks ugly, that's That's worse than a lack of zaken ma'aber. That's a paslus. So that's a psalm. So the Gemara has a different version. Rav held a little bit too chumridik. The Tanya Tiyufte, the Bryce says not like Rav. Okay, so the Gemara gives the details. Then the Gemara says, they quote in the name of Rav. Yeah, the details. The Gemara, second line from the bottom. Bahani mili chaseris. What was the mistake that they found in the column of the Sefer Torah? So if they realize they left out a letter, they have to add the letter. Where are you going to put the letter? So you're going to put in a Sefer Torah. The din is if you're missing a letter, you can put it between the lines. Or if there's a little bit space in between two letters, you can squeeze it in. It's going to look sloppy. The Sefer writes neatly. He leaves a little space. You have to leave a little space in between letters. They shouldn't be touching. Should be mukhan gvil. You have to leave more space in between one pasuk and the other. That's what the Rishonim said. And then you have to leave more space by a stuma and more space by a psucha. So if you're going to have a tiny little space in between one letter and the other, or between one word and the other, a little more space, then you're going to squeeze in another letter. So it's going to look sloppy because the spaces and the spacing is not going to be evenly distributed. So that's if chaseris, if you're missing a letter, you're going to squeeze it in. Then it's going to look mersikim menumim. It's going to look spotty. It's going to look like smudged. I'll be serious, but if you realize there's a mistake, there's an extra letter in the Sefer Torah, and you're going to erase it, so you're going to have a little bigger space over there. So that's not a defilah. It looks worse. It's sloppier if you have to add on letters where it was missing before. But the erased letters, even though you're going to have an empty space there, that's not as big. So then the Gemara said, not so bad, that's okay. One is more Mexican menuma than the other. Okay. Then the Gemara says, there was a Igra, was the father-in-law of Rababa. So he had a Sefer Torah that had extra letters. So he came to his son-in-law, who was a Talmid Chacham, and he came also to come to Rababa. And he asked him, can I correct this Sefer Torah? It has mistakes all over the place. As extra letters, less like in modern Hebrew and Israeli newspapers, they spell everything mole. Aaron is always Aleph Hei Resh Vav Nun. Everything they write mole because they don't put the kudus. They want you to know how to pronounce it. So whenever you can stick in a vav, they always stick in a vav. So he had such a Sefer Torah that was written in modern spelling, and he had to erase all the vavs. So it was all over the place. Every column in the Sefer Torah had erasures. So the son of Latol, that's okay. If you add it on letters, then it's going to be menuma. But if you're erasing, that's not so bad.
What about the concern that that
Rabbi
erased the letter that creates space that may always be different words, which are told from much less than
the point of time? If you have a space in the middle of a word, then the word is broken in two, then it's no good. So you have to make one of the letters. Let's say there's a base. Then you'll have a missing space, so you can make the top of the base and the bottom of the two bars, make them longer. So you have to elongate some letters in order that you can't have a space in the middle of the word. Space in the middle of the word is puzzle. Sometimes you have a problem, so you have to erase. You have to erase a couple of letters and rewrite them. Usually you're not allowed to erase anything in a Sefer Torah, but if you're Moichek Amanas, the Sakein, then you're not in violation of Lasas Kein Lasham Lakechem. If you're destroying something, that's an issue of Lasas Kein Lasham Lakechem. But if you're erasing in order to be Misakein, then it's good to erase Shem Hashem in order to fix it. That you're not allowed to do. Why not? If Mechek Amanas Misakein is Mutter, so the explanation says the Shach and Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan has a tshuva about it. They work on that. Rav Soloveitchik suggested to erase the Shem Hashem in order to be Mesakan Hechshad the Sefer Torah. Let's say you left out a word. In order to put the word in, you have to erase Shem Hashem and put in everything slightly smaller letters. See, the Shem Hashem is correct. You're erasing Shem Hashem to be Machshad the Sefer Torah. So that's not a head. If you mechik something in the Sefer Torah to be Mesakan the Sefer Torah, that's called mechik amanas l'sakan. Misakin, the same thing that you're moichik from. But if you're moichik, Shem Hashem to be misakin, this if Shem Hashem is written properly, but missing another letter, missing a word. But the only way to fit in the word is to erase Shem Hashem. That's mecha kamanas l'sak and something else. And that's not mutter. That be saying Shulchan Aruch, that's not mutter. But if you're mechik words from the Chumash, not Shem Hashem, Amanas L'Sakin, the Sefer Torah. That's Mechik Amanas L'Sakin. So that's not Derech HaShchosa. If you erase something, Derech HaShchosa, that's an Issa. So the Gemara said that Rab said two dinim, and we're not so convinced that he's right. So what's the second din? Irach, what's the second din of Rab? The Amar Rab, because of the Sefer Torah, Baligmar, he's finishing the whole Sefer Torah. What are the last words? Leini Kol Yisrael. So he's about to finish the Sefer Torah. Goyma, he's permitted to finish. Afila b'emtza hadav. You have a whole column. You don't have to go to the end of the column. It's okay to end in the middle of the column. So then the Gemara says, Meisve, how can he say that? We have a brisa that says, it says on the side, on the margin, that this brisa appears in Masech HaSofrim. Masech HaSofrim was written by the Goyim. The Magen Avraham writes like that. Masech HaSofrim is written by the Goyim Eretz Yisrael. A lot of times it has traditions from the Yerushalmi that we don't follow. We usually, whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, Rashi writes in the Tainus, in the first paragraph, we always follow the Bavli. The written Erevin writes like that. We always follow the Bavli. We don't follow the Yerushalmi. But Masech HaSofrim was put together by the Goyim. They had, this was a brisa that appears in the Gemara. So they took the brisa and they put it in their Masech HaSofrim. That other brises that were floating in the air that were never recorded in the Gemara. So they quote a lot. But every so often there's something in Masech HaSofrim that we don't follow because it was written by the Goyim and we don't follow everything in Masech HaSofrim. Same thing the other Masechtas Ketanos, like Masech HaSmachas, has all the laws of Avelus. We call it, with a euphemism, we call it Masech HaSmachas, Hilchos Avelus. So it was also written by the Goyim and the Rishonim don't know that there have been a time. In the beginning of Ksuba says he doesn't accept everything. He disagrees with the Goyim. Right over there, we don't accept Rabbi Tam, we pass him like the Masech HaSmachas. But there are other things in the Masech HaSmachas that we don't follow. Because it's written by the Goyim, and we feel we have the right not to follow the Goyim. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Meisve, how can Rab say? Even been at the end of Sefer Torah in the middle of the column, it says, Beferesh HaKosim, Sefer Torah, Bolo, Ligmala, Yigma, Ben, Sadaf. You're not allowed to end the Leinik HaSa, the end of the whole Sefer Torah in the middle of Kalm, Kedach Shigam B'chumashim. Let's say you finish Bereishis and you're going to start Shmos. So you have to end in the middle of a column because the Hapsaka between one Sefer and the other is four blank lines. Between Shmos and Vayikra is four blank lines. Between Vayikra and Bamidbar is four blank lines. We really hold La Locha that there are not five Chumashim. The word Chumash means a fifth. We really pass La Locha that there are seven. Chumashim, it's a bad word, Chumash. There are really seven svarim in the Sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu. Between Bereshit and Shmos, you have four blank lines, and then Vayimid Tzor and Milcha Yomar, the Gemara Paskin, there's a Machlokes Satanai, we Paskin, that's a Sefer Bifnei Atzma. So from Bereshit, so from the beginning of Bamid, until Vayimid Tzor, and is one Sefer. The two Psukim, Vayimid Tzor and Milcha Yomar, that's another Sefer. And from there to the end of Bamid, is a third Sefer. So instead of having five chumashim, we really have seven, because Bamidbar is divided into three. How do you know we paskin like that? Because there are 85 letters in those two psukim, and the Mishnah says we paskin halacha. The smaller sefer in Tanakh has to have a minimum of 85 pehe oisias. If you have, let's say, a Yeshaya, and much of it was erased, and you have left 85 oisias, then it's still the time is ayadai. If it has less than 85 oisias, then it doesn't have the status of a sefer in Tanakh. No longer the time is ayadai. Where'd they get the 85 oisias from? Because we paskin halacha that is a sefer bifnei atzma. So there, you don't have four blank lines. You just have the nunim hafuchim. You have the backwards nunim. You have the backwards nunim. But usually, to distinguish between one sefer and the other, you have to leave four blank lines. So that has to be in the middle of the column. So how can Rab say that if you want to end the whole Sefer Torah, you can end in the middle of the column? It says, B'feresh and B'raisa, and not so. And for the Gemara, no, Kikom Arab, B'chumashim. That's what Rab meant. When you finish Bereshis, when you finish Mos, when you finish Vayikra, you have to have the four black lines. That can be in the middle of the column. I feel it bent so that he can end it off the middle of the column. I freak more, but that's not what he said. Rab said the second line, Hakos of Sefer Torah, Baligmar. Talks about finishing the whole Sefer Torah. Everything more, no, that's what he meant. the Chumashim shall Sefer Torah. That he meant, if you finish Bereshit Shemos Vayikra Bamidbar, you finish one of the Chumashim, so you end in the middle of the column. Freg de Gemara, how can he say that? Amar Rabbi Shua, Freg de Gemara, Eini, what we said is not true. Amar Rabbi Shua, Barabbe, Amar Rab Gidla, Marab, Leini Kol Yisrael, Be'em Tzahadav. He says it has to be Be'em Tzahadav. We just said before, the third line from the top, Akais was Sefer Torah, Bala, Ligma, La Yigma, Be'em Tzahadav. You should not end. Dichum Moshim, you should end in the middle of the Dav. But the Sefer Torah, you should end at the bottom of the page. Now we're quoting the name of Rav. Not only Bereshit Shemos Vayikra Bamidbar. Says even Dvarim you should end Be'em Tzadav. And for the Gemara, no. You have it all wrong. Not that Rav said Be'em Tzadav. He said Be'em Tzahashito. You shouldn't end at the end of the line. You should end on the bottom of the page, but it should be in the middle of the line. What does that mean? The middle line, dafkin, the middle of the line. So that's the machlok. Rav Ashi amar be'emtza shita dafkin. It should be dafkin be'emtza shita. The other shita was, itmar rabbanan amri af be'emtza shita. What Rav meant was, you don't have to go to the end of the line. You can even end le'ene kol yisrael in the middle line, but it should be in the bottom of the page. So that was the machlok. But a dafkin be'emtza shita or afila be'emtza shita. Vilchatza be'emtza shita dafkin. Le'ene kol yisrael should be on the bottom of the page. The bottom of the omud, but it should be dafke in the middle of the line. Does it pasul? These are questions. Is everything pasul? This is it should be lechata. Not everything, not all the masor is pasul. The tagim we mentioned, that's the machlokes, but the tagim amyakim, shulchan aruch pasul is tagim amyakim. Others say we should pasul like the other rishonim tagim amyakim. We have a tradition, the Koshmo, Beis Yud Hei Shin Mem Vav, has to be Bereisha Omer. Bereishis starts, the column begins with a Beis. All the other columns begin with a Vav, we call it Vav. It's a, the Sofrim have such a practice. They call it Vav HaAmudim. Every column should begin with a Vav. And when they made the Mishkan, they were Amudim. The Amudim had hooks on top to hold the curtains, the Urias, so those are called Vav HaAmudim. So an Amud, in the Sefer Torah, it means a column. In the Chumash, the Amudim are the columns that held up the Mishkan. Here we're talking about Amudim, columns in the Sefer Torah. So they had the Midas Chasidus, the Vav Amudim, every column should begin with a Vav. But Bereishis can't begin with a Vav, it has to be with a base. In addition to the base of Bereishis, there's six places altogether. In the Rashi Tapes of the six places, it says Beis Yud Hei, Shin Mem Vav, the Koshimo. So we spoke about it. The Yud is a machlokes, the different tradition, where the Yud is Yehuda Ata Yoducha Achecha in Vayichi, when Yaakov Avinu gave the brachas to all the Shvatim before he died. So the two traditions, the regular Chumash, whether Yehuda starts on top of the column or Yoducha starts. If Yoducha starts the top of the column, so Yehuda Ata has to be the bottom of the previous column, and before Yehuda Ata Yoducha Achecha there's a psucha. So the pasuk before, I forgot what the pasuk before is. The pasuk before ends in the middle of the line, and it's a psucha till the end of the line. So the last line on the previous column will read Yehuda, Atah, only two words. How many letters? Yehuda is five letters, Atah is three letters, eight letters. You're not supposed to have a line less than nine letters. You need nine osiyos. So how can you write Yehuda, Atah, and Yoducha on the next column? So obviously those who have the tradition that the Yud of B'kosh Shmo is Yoducha, they hold that B'kosh Shmo is Ma'akev, because otherwise the Sefer Torah will be possible because you only have eight letters on the bottom line. You can't have a line less than nine letters. You have to have a minimum of nine letters. So that's a deal. That's a machlokes whether B'kosh Shmo is Ma'akev B'riyadim. The Vavi Amunah for sure is not Ma'akev B'riyadim. But that's the common practice now, that all the Sofrim write every column begins with Vav, except for these six places. Yeah. Matov Alecha Yankin. That's the Mem of Shin Mem Vav. As Matov starts on top of the column. There are six places. So not everything in the Sefer Torah is Miyakin. Okay. Now the Gemara has a famous din. Amar Rav Gidla Amar Rav, Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah. Shmona Psukim, the eighth pasuk from the end says, "Vayom Shem Moshe." It says that describes the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. So some, I think, the Ibn Ezra Chumash says it doesn't only go on Shmona Psukim; it goes on the whole last chapter not only the Shmona Pesukim, the whole description of the obituary of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the din is Yochid Koriyasim has a different din of Kriyas HaTorah, different from the rest of Kriyas HaTorah. A Yochid lanes it. Moshe said, why should it have? We'll have to discuss what that means. Why should it have a different din of Kriyas HaTorah? Why is it different from the rest of the Torah? So the Gemara says, well, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Who wrote that? Did Moshe Rabbeinu write his own obituary? He was still alive and he wrote Vayamashem Moshe Vayikbarosa Bagai, and the Rabbi Shalom buried him. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that. Well, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu wrote up until that paragraph. And that chapter that contains the Shemona Psukim, that perek that describes the Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe that was added on by Yeshua ben Nun. Because in Sefer Yeshua, it says that Yeshua wrote something. It said that he wrote something. It's unclear whether he wrote Sefer Yeshua. We know that he wrote Sefer Yeshua. But we're not sure. It says Yeshua Kasab Sifro. You mind the end of the first perek above Basa, it has a listing of all the Sifri HaTanach. And what is the Seder? What order are they supposed to appear? And who wrote each Sefer? So it says Yeshua ben Nun wrote his own Sefer. So that's a shaila in the Gemara. When it says in Sefer Yeshua that Yeshua ben Nun wrote something, is he referring to the fact that he added on the last chapter in the Chumash? Or does it mean no? Al Pi Hashem, he was told by Nevuah to add on the last chapter in the Chumash. Or does it mean no? Everything in the Chumash was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua ben Nun didn't touch the Chamish of Chumash Torah. What it says, Yeshua ben Nun wrote. He wrote his own Sefer. He's writing about the fact that he wrote his own Sefer. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Who wrote the last chapter in the Chumash that has the obituary with the description of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Gemara says, should I say Keman, the Lord Kereb Shimon? Should I say that this din of Rav Gidla Marav, that the din Kriyas HaTorah by the last paragraph, the last chapter in the Chumash, has a different din Kriya, Yochid Koriyosim, we'll have to discuss what it means. Should I say that that's against Rav Shimon, that there's a Machlokes HaTanaim? It says, Vayomash HaMoshe Eved Hashem, the Chumash describes the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Can it be Efshem Moshe Meis? Moshe Rabbeinu is alive or he's dead and he's writing about his own obituary. Does that make sense? Efshem Moshe Chai, Efshem Moshe Meis, to give it because of Yom Shem Moshe Eved Hashem Ela. Ad Kan Kosa Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote up until the last chapter. The Kam Yelach Kosa V'Yeshua Ben Nun. And there in Bar Baba Basud, that Tezvab, so the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Yeshua where it said that Yeshua Ben Nun wrote something. Divir Reb Yudah, Yudah is of the opinion, Tana Reb Yudah is of the opinion, the last chapter in the Chumash was added on by Yeshua ben Nun, not Pi Hashem. The Amalai Reb Nechemya, two versions of who said it. Amalai Reb Shimon disagrees. How can you say that there's something in the Chumash not written by Moshe Rabbeinu? Efshar, Sefer Shchasu, Esach Siv, Lokech, Sefer Tarazeh, Sam Tamas, Betar Aram, Bis Hashem, B'chayu Shem, B'chol, Yeh, it says, V'yikach Alas, Moshe Lichtav, Zbal Tibi Atarazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing the whole Sefer Torah. In the Chumash it says that he only completed, before he died, he completed writing one Sefer Torah. The tradition has it that he completed writing another 12 Sefer Torah. He gave the 12 Sefer Torah to each one of the 12 Shvatim. And the one that's mentioned in the Chumash, that one he gave to the Kohanim HaLevim, and he told them, Santa Master, B'sad Aram B'Rish Hashem B'Hayu Shem B'Chol Yeh, they should hold the Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadosh. What is that? The status of Sefer Azara. That is a special status. All the Sefer Torah have the same din. Sefer Torah, all the Sefer Torah in the world have the same status. Sefer Azara, the Sefer that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that has a special status. What's a special status? That contains the official text of the Chumash. That's how it says in the Yalkut Shemayni and that Pasuk. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu finished, Vayikachalas Moshe Lichtav Kaltir Azoyis, he gave this. He finished writing, so they gave it to the Kohanim Bnei Ahara, the Shevet Levi, and Samta Moshe Besad Aram Mitzvashem Behoyer Shem Lachol Liyei. Bnei that what? So the Medrash Yalkut Shemayni says, in case in the future there'll be a question, what is the correct text of the Chumash? People are going to be. They didn't have Xerox machines. People are going to be copying by hand, so they may make mistakes, and then you may perpetuate mistakes. Can have incorrect Sefer Torah floating around all over the world. So the official text to check against is the Sefer Azara. Even if you have 100 Svarim, if you have 1,000,000 Svarim all over the world that say differently, the Sefer Azara is the official text of the Sefer Torah. The Beis HaMikdash is not only the Mokam HaKrobos HaKavanis, Beis HaMikdash is the Ikam Mokam Torah. You have the official text of the Torah Shebichsav, that's called the Sefer Azara. You have the official tradition of the Torah Shabbat Pei, the Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamon, the Sanhedrin Shabbat Pei Yerushalayim, they are the Ika Torah Shabbat Pei, the Amudei HaHairah. Their job is, they're the international kollel of Klal Yisrael. Their job is to preserve the Masor and to transmit it, Masor of the Torah Shabbat Pei, to the next generation. And they have to meet in the Beis HaMikdash, Samach LaMizbeach. So the Beis HaMikdash is the Iker Mokom of Torah, both Torah Shabbat Chsav and Torah Shabbat Pei. The Sifrei has a comment on the Pasuk. I got the Pasuk right now. Pasuk in Hazina. A question, how to spell the word in the Pasuk. With a hay, without a hay. Ma'ona ala kekedem. Ma'ona is a mezuzah habracha. Is it ma'ona ala kekedem, or is it ma'ona with a hay, without a hay? So the Sifrei Torah all over the world, there were two versions. So they checked in the Sifrei Azor. There were Sfarim all over the world. They didn't go Basara. They checked Sifrei Azor. At that time, there were three Sfarim in the Azor. So two out of the three said Ma'ona, and one said Ma'on. They went Basarayv. And the official text is Ma'ona Lekeked. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say this. You see from that, Yalkut Shemayne, on the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to the Kohanim Alevim, and from the Sifrei and the Pasuk Ma'ona Lekekedem, you see that that's the status of the Sefer Azor. There's a Tosis there in the first parak in Baba Basra, where Tosis quotes a Rashi, that when they can go to lanes on Yom Kippur, that's a Kriyas HaTorah D'oraisa, and Gadol has to lay in the Seder HaVoidah on Yom Kippur. So Rashi says he has to lay in from the Sefer Azor. Taisus is not so convinced that that's so. And Rashi also, Taisus adds on, Rashi also says you have to lay in Hakel from the Sefer Azor. Also, Kriyas HaTorah D'oraisa, you have to lay in. The Sefer Azor has a special status. Then the Rambam writes, the Melech has a chiv, the Gemara says inside, there's a chiv to write a Sefer Torah. Then the Melech has a chiv to write an additional Sefer Torah, Mishnah HaTorah Zos, Sefer Torah Sheini, that he takes with him all the time, a light Sefer Torah that the Melech always carries with him. He has to have, everybody has an obligation to have one Sefer Torah at home. Melech has an obligation to have an additional Sefer Torah, Mishnah HaTorah Zos, Sefer Torah Sheini, to take with him. So the Rambam quotes from the Tosefta that when they write the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, whenever you write a Sefer Torah, you have to copy from an already existing Sefer Torah. Here it says, Bereshit Brogim, you have to copy. So the Sefer Torah Shel Melech has to be copied from the Sefer Azor. It should have the same status as the Sefer Azor. That's why the Melech used to lay in Hakel. So Rashi says the Melech would lay in Hakel from the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, which was copied from the Sefer Azor, had the status of the Sefer Azor. So the Sefer Azor has special status al Pidin. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about here. So the Gemara said, you're telling me that there's a special din of Kriyas HaTorah and Shemayna Pesukim Shabbat Torah. That only makes sense if you all like the first Tana, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Nechemia, that Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. But if everything was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, why should it have a different status? Why should it have a different din of Kriyas HaTorah? So the Gemara says, nonetheless, okay, we left that a lot. Okay, we'll leave that in the next time. Gemara says, since, even if you look at Reb Shimon, Ishtani, it's still different. Since Moshe Rabbeinu writes about what's going to be, he didn't die yet. He's writing before he died, so it has a different date. So we have to discuss this, what's going on. Okay, I was asked to end now. Okay?
Sorry.
We're left in the middle of a sentence. We'll have to finish the sentence. When's it going next? Sunday?
I guess so.
Okay? So hold your breath.